A word for you from Proverbs 6, verse 6. Go to the ant, O sluggard, consider her ways, and be wise. Without having any chief, officer, or ruler, she prepares her bread in summer and gathers her food in harvest. I'd like to share some points for this week regarding little things, because small things do matter, and they matter very much to God and should therefore matter to us. Think of the fact that Jesus spoke about the small two mites that the widow puts into the box at the temple. Think of the little faith that Jesus said, even if it's the size of a mustard seed, it matters. It can save us. Think of the fact that Jesus promises a reward for even a cup of water given to one of his saints. In other words, done unto the Lord. Think of the feeding of the 5,000, and that Jesus was concerned about the leftovers. Well, they might have been viewed as little crumbs here and there, but when they were collected together, they were considerable, 12 baskets full. Then, in this verse, as is found in many verses, where the Lord refers to little things, just a few verses later, where it says, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and then poverty will come upon you. Yes, there is incremental sin, just a little thing. Now, the Lord also says that little things can be done for good, and we can observe and be helped spiritually by observing little things. And what is more little than the ant? And we are told to go to the ant if we are sluggards. And sometimes all of us are guilty of that. There is a spiritual laziness. And the Lord says, now go to the ant, observe. Now to observe the ant, you need to go down on your hands and knees and look very carefully. And the Lord, to help us, says, look, I will help you to understand. This is what to look for. Consider the ways of the ant. In other words, the general behavior of the ant. Though the ant has no chief, no officer, no ruler, yet it is faithful in the little things. It collects little bits during the summer because it knows that a winter is coming. And the Lord says, look, you have a bigger brain than that. Now use it. Stop with your laziness.